Happy New Year's, everybody.
新年快乐。
It's the beginning of a new year, so guess what we get to do?
所以在新的一年的开始的时候，知道我们要做什么吗？
We can start preparing to pay our income taxes.
所以我们差不多准备开始要付税了。
So how many of you enjoy paying your taxes?
对，哪一些人很喜欢付税的？
Wow, there's actually three or four people that enjoy paying taxes.
真的有三四个人还喜欢付税。
But the majority of us don't.
但是大部分人其实都不喜欢。
Apparently, the United States government allows people to donate money to the U.S. government as a tax-exempt charity.
所以呢，其实我们发现了美国政府，它让自己呢成为一个可以免税的一个慈善机构，我们可以乐捐给美国政府。
So how many of you plan on taking advantage of this opportunity?
所以呢，我们有多少人愿意这样子乐捐给美国政府？
I see one person that wants to do it. I know that I will do not plan to do it.
所以我知道我不太可能会这样。
Man, when I use TurboTax, I expect the software to find all the tax exemptions as possible so that I can keep as much money as possible and give the government as little as possible.
所以我知道当我在用这个报税的这个软件叫 TurboTax 的时候呢，我就希望这个软件呢能够帮我找到越多可以省税的方式越好，所以呢我可以给自己呢留下更多的钱给美国政府呢越少越好。
Now, I'm glad to be an American.
我其实呢是很自豪是身为一个美国人。
And I know that our taxes do some good.
我也知道说我们付的税其实是在做一些好事的。
But to be honest, I look at paying taxes more as a duty than as a privilege.
但是呢，说实话，我自己觉得付税呢是多比较像是一个责任，比较不像是一个特权。
So how many of you enjoy investing your money in stocks? And mutual funds.
在座当中有多少人喜欢把你的金钱投资在股票或者共同基金上面
？Okay, a few more people.
不少人。
I know that I enjoy that a whole lot more than I do paying taxes.
我知道呢，我比较喜欢做那个，比较不喜欢付税。
Because I know that if I invest in my mutual funds wisely.That it will make my future better.
因为我知道说，如果我投资共同基金好好的投资的话呢，我的未来是比较好的。
And I actually enjoy looking at my monthly mutual fund report.
而且呢，我也喜欢每个月呢看看我的共同基金的报告。
Especially this year when my funds are actually doing pretty well.
所以特别是这一年，我的共同基金也表现不错。
There are some months that I look at my report and I think to myself.Wow, if my mutual funds do this well every month, I could double my earnings in a year.
然后有些时候呢，几个月的时候呢，我看我这个月报，这个共同基金每个月的报道，我心里就想说，哇，要是他每一个月都这样子表现的话呢，我一年就可以把我的收入加倍了。
Unfortunately, not every month is that good.
但是其实呢，不是每个月都这么好。
But I enjoy investing in mutual funds because.I have more good months than I have bad months, and it gives me a good feeling about my future.
但是我是喜欢投资在共同基金上面的，因为呢，它好的时候比不好的时候还要多，而且呢，我心里就有一个安全感，知道说我的未来是有安全感的。
Hildy and I will be able to afford to buy decent cars.
我的太太 Hildy 跟我就可以买一个好车。
We're going to afford to go on nice vacation.
我们可以好好的去度假。
We're going to be able to send our daughters through college.
也可以把我们的女儿们让她们读大学。
And we're going to have a decent retirement.
那等我们退休的时候呢，也可以好好的生活。
Now, don't raise your hands for the next question.
那我接下来问一个问题，但是你不用举手。
But how many of you actually enjoy donating your money to the church and to other Christian organizations?
所以在这当中有多少人是真正能够享受奉献给教会还有其他的这个基督教机构呢？
The Bible says each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
那在圣经告诉我们说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
When you put money in the offering bag, do you put it in reluctantly, or do you do it cheerfully?
所以当你把你的奉献放到奉献袋的时候呢，你是很痛苦的勉强的放进去，还是甘心乐意的放进去呢？
Do you give because you have to, Or do you do it because you want to?
那你这样做是因为你觉得你必须要如此做，还是你觉得你想要如此做呢？
I believe the difference between the people who give reluctantly and the people who do it cheerfully is whether they see giving to the Lord's work merely as a duty or whether they see giving to the Lord's work as an investment.
所以呢，我相信在这个差别呢，就是在很勉强的奉献跟很乐意奉献的这个差别呢，就在于他们看到他们的这个奉献是觉得它只是一个责任，还是看他们的奉献是一个投资。
So how about you?
那你呢？
Do you give to the Lord's work as mere, is giving to the Lord's work a mere duty, or is giving to the Lord's work an investment?
所以你觉得你的奉献是因为这是你的责任，还是你做这个奉献因为你在投资？
Now, is it a Christian's duty to give to the Lord's work?
确实，我们在神的事工当中做奉献的是基督徒的责任。
Oh, yes, it is.
是责任。
According to Galatians 2 verse 10, Christians have a duty to give to the poor.
所以呢，在圣经里面告诉我们说，基督徒是有责任为穷人的周济穷人。
According to First Corinthians chapter or Second Corinthians chapter 9, it is the Christians is the duty of Christians to give to missionaries.
那在认罪后书也这样说，在为宣教士做奉献也是基督徒的责任。
And according to First Timothy chapter 5 verse 18, it is the Christian duty.To support the ministries of a local church.
所以在提摩太前书也这样说，是在基督徒帮助这个在这个当地的这个教会的事工也是基督徒的责任。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul is referring to the importance of paying for a pastor to preach the word.
所以呢，在这里也想说，怎么样帮助牧师们。来传讲神的话语呢，也是基督徒的责任。
So it is our duty as Christians to give to the Lord's work.
所以呢，对基督徒来讲，这个是责任，为神国的事工所奉献是我们的责任。
If you are not giving to the poor, if you are not giving to missionaries, and if you do not put your fair share into the offering plate.You are cheating the Lord out of what is rightfully His.
所以，如果我们没有周济穷人，我们没有支持宣教士，我们没有把我们当奉献的放在奉献袋当中的时候，其实我们是在瞒骗神，把神所该得的我们自己夺去了。
And cheating on the Lord is even worse than cheating on your taxes.
所以呢，你对奉献给神的东西呢不诚实，比你在赋税的时候不诚实呢更糟糕。
But is giving to the Lord's work merely a duty?
但是奉献给神，它只是一个责任吗？
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们来看看哥林多后书第九章怎么说。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Christians who live in the first century Corinth, Greece, to donate money to the Christian Jews who live in Jerusalem because they are suffering from a famine.
所以在这个哥林多后书这边呢，使徒保罗这样说，他是鼓励住在哥林多那个时候在希腊的哥林多的基督徒去周济住在耶路撒冷的基督徒，因为他耶路撒冷基督徒那个时候呢正在经历一个饥荒。
And so in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6, he gives a principle for giving to the Lord's work.
所以呢，在跟着后书第九章第六节，他这样说。
Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
所以少种的少收，多种的多收。
This principle for giving comes from the farm.
所以呢，这样子的原则呢，其实是从农场开始的。
My father grows watermelons on his farm.
我的父亲呢，在他的农场里面种西瓜。
Some years he sets aside about a half acre to grow watermelons.
所以呢，有些时候呢，他会保留差不多半亩的田来种西瓜。
He will sow dozens of watermelon seeds, and then he'll reap hundreds of watermelons.
所以呢，他只要种了差不多几打的这个西瓜的籽呢，他就可以收获呢差不多几百个西瓜。
And as a result, sometimes he'll make thousands of dollars worth of watermelons.
所以呢，常常他就可以赚好几千块，因为这些西瓜赚这么多钱。
But one year he had a surgery on his hip, so he planted less than a dozen watermelon seeds.
所以有一年呢，他啊，他的这个臀部呢开刀了，所以呢，他就只能种了差不多一打左右的西瓜籽。
He only had enough watermelons for his own family and not enough to sell to anybody else.
所以他的收成呢，就差不多仅仅足够家里的人使用，没有办法卖。
As a farmer, my father realizes that when he sows sparingly, he will also reap sparingly.
所以身为一个农夫呢，我父亲就深深地明白了，他少种就少收。
But when he sows generously, he will reap generously.
那但是他多种就多收。
The principle is also true in the financial world.
所以呢，在这个啊金融界呢，也是一样的状况。
Most Americans will not live comfortably in their retirement years.
啊，我们知道，大多数的美国人呢，在他们退休的时候呢，没有办法好好的过生活。
Now, why is that?
为什么呢？
That's because they're not putting enough money away in their IRAs for retirement.
就是因为他们在赚钱的时候呢，他们没有把足够的金钱放在他们退休基金里面。
Yeah, they'd rather enjoy their money now buying things like large screen TV and eating out a lot of times instead of making their own food.
所以呢，他们喜欢在当下的时候呢，就把他们的金钱花在这个目前可以享受的东西上面，好像很大荧幕的电视啊，或者常常出去外面吃啊，而不在家里自己煮。
But if at the age of 20 you invested $100 a month in a decent mutual fund, you could become a millionaire by the time you retire in your 60s.
但是其实呢，当你在20岁的时候，如果你每一个月存100块，在一个表现正常的这个共同基金当中，当你退休的时候呢，你是可以成为百万富翁。
So someday a lot of Americans are going to discover the hard way that whenever you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly.
所以有一天呢，很多的美国人他们会很痛苦的发现说，当他们少种的时候，他们就少收。
But whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
但是多种的就多收。
But Paul is saying that this same principle is also true in the spiritual world.
但是使徒保罗说，这一样的原则呢，在属灵的这个范围之内呢，也是可以适用。
Those Christians who give just a small percentage of their income to the poor, to the missionaries, and to the local church aren't going to reap very many rewards from the Lord.
有些基督徒他们在奉献的时候呢，奉献非常少，他们对于穷人啊，对于宣教士啊，对于当地的基督徒事工呢，支持的非常少的话，他们就会发现他们收获呢也非常少。
But those Christians who give generously, that give a large percentage of their income to the poor, to the missionaries, and to their local church are going to reap many generous rewards from our Lord.
但是我们发现有些基督徒，他们愿意在他们收入当中一大部分拿出来这个周济穷人，支持宣教士，或者是支持当地的基督事工的时候呢，他们发现神会非常的慷慨的，也一样的偿还给他们。
So does this mean that if you give a large percentage of your income to the Lord's work, that the Lord is obligated to bless you financially?
但是这个意思是不是说，如果你在你收入当中很大一部分都奉献给神的话，那神他也有责任，必须要在金钱上面大大的祝福你呢？
A preacher in Florida preached that message. So a woman gave a large percentage of her income to that church.
所以呢，在佛罗里达有一个牧师就这样用这种方式来讲道。所以呢，就有一个女士，她就在她收入当中很大一部分就捐给教会。
Unfortunately, the Lord did not bless her financially.
但是呢，不幸的是，神并没有在金钱上面呢大大的回馈给她。
So the woman sued the church.
所以呢，这个女士呢，她就告这个教会。
Now, don't be fooled by health and wealth TV preachers who say that if you give to their ministry, God will make you a millionaire.
所以呢，我们不要傻傻的被很多电视上的那些布道家给骗了。他说，如果你用很多的金钱支持他们的事工的话呢，神就会把你变成百万富翁。
The only people becoming millionaires through this scheme are the TV preachers.
唯一会真正透过这样子 的事情变成百万富翁的呢，就是那个电视布道家自己本身。
There's a story about a man who got a letter in the mail from one of those TV preachers with the following message.
那有一个故事呢，这样讲，所以有一个人呢，他就收到一封信，是这个电视布道家他们啊这个组织呢寄给他一封信。
You can't outgive God.
他说你呢是不会奉献的比神更多的。
We've got it figured out. Therefore, if you and everybody else who hears our program send $67 to us, we'll have all the money we want, and God will give it back to you 5 times over.
所以说呢，你要绝对要相信神。所以呢，你要是对我们的这个节目呢，支持65块的话呢，那神他一定会5倍偿还给你。
So the man wrote back to the ministry, "I believe you."
那这个人呢，他收到这封信呢，他就写回信，他说：“哦，我绝对相信你。”
I believe you can't outgive God.
我相信你说的，你呢绝对不会给的比神给的更多。
But I tell you what.
但是我有一个办法。
You give me the $67, and God will give it back to you 5 times over.
你为何不你给我那个67块？那这样子神就会给你5倍的这个偿还。
Then you get the bigger amount.
那你可以留下那个比较大的部分啊。
Well, for some reason, they took him off their mailing list.
那最后呢，有一些不明的原因，但是他们就把他的这个地址呢，从他们的这个名单上面去掉了。
Now, does God sometimes bless financially those who give to His work?
神是不是有时候呢，他也是在经济上面回馈给支持他的这些人呢？
Well, personally, I found it to be true.
那我个人觉得是对，是有的。
When I went into the ministry, I was determined to still give to Christian ministries, even though I would be involved in ministry myself.
所以当我自己奉献全职侍奉的时候呢，我就决定我要继续支持基督徒的事工，虽然我自己呢也会成为这个服侍基督徒事工的一部分。
So I was prepared to be a poor man.
所以呢，我那时候就已经知道了，我决定准备好了，说我会不会很有钱。
But I think you would be surprised how much God has blessed me financially.
但是呢，其实我很惊讶，神怎么样在金钱上面呢支持我。
But the Bible never guarantees those kind of dividends who invest in the Lord's work.
但是神呢，他没有保证在金钱上面要给我们红利。
So what kind of dividends does the Lord promise to those who invest in His work?
但是神他保证了什么样的利润？他给对他的事工上面很慷慨的支持的这些人，他给了什么样保证呢？
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 9 to discover some of these dividends.
所以呢，我们第一来看看哥林多后书第九章怎么样说呢？
Once you discover what those dividends are, you would be foolish not to invest in the Lord's work, because whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
当我们能够已经知道了神要给我们什么样的利润的时候呢，我们就会觉得说，如果我们不在神的事工上多多支持的话呢，是一个很愚蠢的事情，因为少种的少收，多种的多收。
And if you truly believe that these principles are true, then giving to the Lord's work will no longer be merely a duty that you do under compulsion.
如果我们相信神给我们的应许是真实的话呢，那当我们在奉献的时候就不会做难，也不会勉强。
Instead, it will be something that you will do generously and cheerfully.
相反的呢，我们会甘心的、乐意的、慷慨的奉献。
First dividend that you will reap if you give generously to the Lord's work can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2.
所以第一个神应许我们要给我们的利润呢，是可以在哥林多后书九章二节。
For I know how eager you are to help, and have been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send an offering a year ago. In fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of the Macedonian believers to begin giving.
因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说雅盖亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
if you give generously to the Lord's work, the first dividend that you may experience is the dividend of inspiring others towards greatness.
所以当我们在神的事工上乐意慷慨的奉献的时候呢，我们第一个得到的利润呢，就是我们可以经验到这个啊，我们怎么样激动许多的其他人。
Well, that's what happened to the Corinthian Christians.
啊，这个就是马啊，那个哥林多教会的这些众圣徒呢，他们所经历的。
Their generous giving to the poor inspired the Christians in Macedonia to also give.
所以他们乐意捐周济穷人的心呢，就激动了啊，激励了在马其顿的基督徒，他们也大发热心。
You see, many times when you give generously.Your gifts are multiplied because others are inspired to give like you.
所以常常呢，我们慷慨乐意的奉献的时候呢，我们也可以啊，激动身边的人也慷慨乐意奉献。
Now, when I was growing up, my father gave generously to our church, to our Christian high school, and to several missionaries.
所以当啊，我在成长过程当中呢，我的父亲他对于教会也是慷慨的奉献，对于我们啊基督徒的学校跟啊那个当地的事工也非常热心的奉献。
As a result, my family had to live a very simple lifestyle.
所以结果呢，是我们的家庭生活就要过得非常的简朴。
There were six of us who lived in a house about half of the size of the house that I live in now.
那我们那个时候六个人呢，住的房子比我现在住的房子呢小一半。
We rode in cars that were at least 10 years old.
我们开的车都是至少十年以上的旧车。
We didn't go on fancy vacations.
我们也没有去做什么这个豪华的度假。
In fact, I remember one year when we went on a vacation to Wichita, Kansas, which is only 50 miles away from my house, only to play miniature golf.
那我还记得有一次我们的度假呢，就是到离住我们家50 miles 啊远的另外一个城市，然后我们呢玩的重点呢就是去玩那个迷你高尔夫球。
Now you would think that this would have made my siblings and I bitter and choose not to give to the Lord's work when we grew up.
你想这样子是不是让我跟我的兄弟姐妹都变得心里很不平衡，又很小气，不想要乐捐呢？
But in actuality, it had the opposite effect.
那事实上呢，相反。
All my siblings and I choose to give generously to the Lord's work as well.
那我的兄弟姐妹跟我自己都甘心乐意、慷慨的在神国的事上乐意奉献。
And through our giving, the poor have been fed, clothed, and rescued from slavery.
所以在透过我们的奉献呢，这些穷人他们能够吃饱，能够有衣服穿。
Missionaries have gone to remote areas and have led hundreds of people to Christ.
那宣教士呢，他有办法去一些比较偏僻的地方，能够带领从来没有听过福音的人能够信主。
And churches have been empowered to change their communities for the Lord.
所以我们都让当地的教会呢，因为如此有办法能够改变我们的社区。
But we would never have donated all that money to the Lord's work if it wasn't for the example of my father.
但是如果不是因为我父亲他建立了这样子好的模范的话，我跟我的兄弟姐妹也不会如此慷慨的对基督教的事工奉献。
Do you want to inspire others towards greatness?
你也想要感动其他的人能够做为神做大事吗？
And give generously to the Lord's work.
所以你自己必须就要慷慨的为神的事工做奉献。
If people actually knew how much you gave to the Lord's work, would they be inspired to give generously also?
所以如果别人知道你对神的事工做多少奉献的话，他们是不是也会因此得到激励呢？
It depends on whether you see giving merely as a duty.Or whether you see it as an investment.
那这个就取决于你觉得奉献是只是一个任务，还是说你觉得奉献是一个投资？
The second dividend that you'll reap if you give generously to the Lord's work can be found in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7.
那第二个，在我们对神国事工慷慨的奉献的时候，我们得到的利润，可以在更多后书九章七节找到。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion.For God loves a cheerful giver.
个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的是人，是神，那些乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
The second dividend for generous giving to the Lord's work is that you can experience the delight of your Father.
所以第二个我们慷慨奉献所得到的利润呢，是我们能够得到我们父神的喜爱。
How do you like this keychain?
有没有觉得这个钥匙圈好不好看？
my daughter bought it for me for a Christmas present when she was only 7 years old.
当我的大女儿呢，当她只是七岁的时候呢，她就花钱买了这个钥匙圈送给我当父亲节的礼物，当圣诞节礼物。
Now, do you think that I could have afforded to buy one of those keychains with my own money?
那你们觉得说我有没有办法用我自己的钱来买这样子的钥匙圈呢？
Now, of course I could.
那当然可以。
But it brought me great delight to see my daughter get excited as she watched me open the present that she had chosen, that she had bought, and that she had wrapped with her, wrapped all by herself.
但是当我看到我的女儿她那个兴奋的样子，当她花她自己的钱亲手买了这样的礼物，亲手包起来，亲手送给我的时候，这是无价的。
What a generous girl she was, even at such a young age.
所以呢，她虽然那时候只是七岁，但是呢，都是她已经非常慷慨。
Now, but imagine how I would have felt if she would have thrown the keychain at me and said something like, "Here's that stupid present that you made me buy for you."
但是你们想象一下，我心里是如何感受呢？如果说她那个时候给我礼物呢，是把它丢给我，说拿去吧，你叫我买了，我就给你了。
I hope you're happy that I bought you this because I could have bought some nice candy for myself if I didn't have to spend it on you.
你最好是好好的喜欢这个钥匙圈吧，因为呢，我要是不花这个钱买这个钥匙圈给你的话，我还自己可以买很多好吃的糖果嘞。
Now that wouldn't have brought me much delight.
所以，但是这个会让我心里很喜乐吗
？But that's the attitude that many Christians have when they put money in their offering.
但是那样的心态呢，其实很多基督徒当他们把他们的奉献放在奉献袋的时候呢，就是这样子。
It's as if they are saying to God, "Here's your offering, God."
好像他们就说，神，这是你要的钱，你拿去吧。
I hope you're happy that I'm wasting my money on you because I could have bought some really nice stuff with it.
你最好是喜欢我奉献的这些金钱，因为我要是不这样奉献的话，我早就可以用这些钱去买一些好东西了。
Now, does God actually need your offering to do His work?
那你想，神真的需要你的奉献来做他的事工吗
？Of course not. God owns everything.
当然是不需要啊，因为神拥有一切。
But when we give with a cheerful and generous heart to His work, He delights in us.
但是当我们甘心乐意、慷慨的奉献的时候，神他心里就喜欢了。
That's probably the best dividend of them all.
所以这个呢，可能是我们能够得到最好的利润。
The third dividend that you will reap if you give generously to the Lord's work can be found in chapter 9, verse 8.
所以第三个利润我们能够得到的呢，是在哥林多后书九章八节可以找到。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
所以神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
Third dividend for generous giving to the Lord's work is that you will be empowered to do great work for the Lord.
那第三个我们能够透过慷慨的奉献能够做的事情呢，就是我们可以透过这些奉献能够做大事。
Paul told the Corinthians believers that their financial gifts.We're making a huge difference in the lives of the poor Jewish Christians in Jerusalem, and as a result, they were making a huge impact on the world.
所以使徒保罗对哥林多教会的人说，他们慷慨的奉献呢，对于在耶路撒冷这些贫困的基督徒来讲呢，是很大的帮助的。所以因为如此的关系，这些哥林多的基督徒他们在这个世界上是做了一个很有意义的事情。
The Apostle Paul's prosperity gospel is not that if you give generously to the Lord's work, that someday you're going to own a huge mansion and drive around a Cadillac Escapade.
所以呢，保罗他讲了这个成功哲学，他成功神学，他的这一种成功哲学呢，并不是说如果你慷慨的奉献呢，神就慷慨的给你，那你就可以开一个什么名牌好车。
Instead, the Apostle Paul's prosperity gospel is that if you give generously and cheerfully to the Lord's work, you will abound in every good work.
那但是呢，这个使徒保罗所讲的这样子的成功神学呢，是在讲说，如果你甘心乐意、慷慨的奉献的话，神就让你常常充足，能行各样的善事。
You'll make a big impact on this world.
所以你对这个世界呢是有很大的影响力的。
Now, by the world standards, all of us in this room are extremely rich.
所以呢，按照这个世界的角度来看呢，我们这个在座每一位呢都非常的富足。
Now, why did God have you attend a prestigious university in America instead of having you spend your life spearing fish in the middle of the Amazon jungle?
所以呢，因为神他让你能够来到康奈尔这么好的最高学府来学习，而不是让你在那个亚马逊河在那边抓鱼。
Why do you live in the 21st century where there is so much economic prosperity instead of during the Middle Ages as a child of a thief?
所以神呢也让你生活在这二十一世纪各样的事情都非常的充足的这个世纪，而不是在中古时期呢在成为一个穷的小偷的儿子。
It's not so that you can waste your money on materialistic status symbols.
那神让你这样子呢不是因为如此，所以呢，你可以尽量的这个奢侈的这个浪费神所给你的各样的好处。
So that you can give to those who have less than you.
但神让你如此呢，所以你可以把你有的给比你更少有的比你更少的人。
You should look at the money that you give to the Lord as an investment portfolio.
所以呢，你必须要把神所给你的这些金钱呢。看作是你要拿来投资的这个本金。
And you should do your best to make the maximum impact with the money that you invest in the Lord's work.
所以呢，按照神给你的多少的金钱，你就必须要好好的投资。所以呢，能够得到最大最大的利润，在这个世界上能够做最大的事情。
And that's why I give the largest amount of my money back to First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church. But I also invest some money in different missionaries and some money in helping out the poor.
这也是为什么我自己呢，在奉献的时候，我虽然绝大部分奉献在我们自己的教会当中，但是我也奉献在于其他的宣教士跟其他的事工上面。
The fourth dividend that you will reap if you give generously to the Lord's work can be found in chapter 9, verse 13.
那第四个这个利润呢，是在九章十三节可以看到。
As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God, for your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ.
他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他和他的众人，他们将荣耀归于神。
The fourth dividend for generosity to the Lord's work is that God will be glorified.
那第四个利润呢，我们慷慨乐意的奉献的这个利润呢，就是神他得到荣耀。
Paul is telling the Corinthians that since you have given so generously to the Jerusalem Christians, their hearts are going to overflow with thanksgiving to God.
这个使徒保罗说对哥林多的基督徒说，因为你们如此的慷慨的周济在耶路撒冷的基督徒，他们心里呢就充满了这个感谢。
They are going to pray, thank you, Lord, for the generosity of those Corinthian Christians.
所以呢，他们心里就会跟神祷告说，感谢神，你让在哥林多的基督徒呢有这么慷慨的奉献。
Our motivation for giving should not be self-promotion.
所以呢，我们奉献的这个动机呢，并不是要让我们自己更好。
It shouldn't be, hey, everybody, look at how generous of a person I am.
所以呢，并不是要告诉大家说，你们看看我这个人多慷慨。
Instead, our motivation should be to glorify God.
但是呢，我们的动机应该是要荣耀神。
It should be to promote a more enthusiastic and heartfelt worship for God.
那我们的奉献呢，应该是要来帮助能够建立一个更热心、更乐意的为神的这个崇拜。
That's why we need to give secretly, so people will say.Lord, you are so good for sending somebody to help me.
所以呢，我们必须要私下的奉献，而不是公众的奉献。所以，当得到奉献的人，他会感谢神，说：“神，谢谢你差派人来为我做奉献。”
The final dividend that you will reap if you give generously to the Lord's work can be found in chapter 9, verse 14.
那最后一个神可以给我们的利润呢，可以在九章十四节找到。
And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given to you.
他们也因着神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切想念你们，为你们祈祷。
The fourth dividend for generously giving to the Lord's work is that you may receive deep affectionate prayers from those whom you've helped.
所以最后一个呢，在神的事工上面慷慨，乐意的捐献的呢，的利润呢，就是我们可以得到别人热心的为我们祷告。
The Apostle Paul is telling the Corinthian Christians, those Jerusalem Christians really love you.
那使徒保罗跟在哥林多的基督徒说，在耶路撒冷的基督徒，他们热心的啊，他们真的爱你们。
And as a result, they're praying from the bottom of the heart for you.
所以呢，结果就是他们呢，能够切切的为你们祈祷。
Do you know someone who prays from the bottom of the heart for you?
你们知道有谁是切切的为你祈祷吗？
Wouldn't it be great to know that there is somebody who is holding you up in prayer?
啊，当我们知道有人能够切切的为我们祷告的时候，是不是就很激励我们呢？
Then give generously and cheerfully to the Lord.
如果你想要如此的话，那我们就乐意的、慷慨的为神的事工奉献。
On Thursday, our church's treasurer, Xiaoshan Lee, sent to me the statistics of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church's income and expenses for 2013.
在上星期四呢，我们教会的财务李小山，他就把教会的2013年的这个收入跟支出的统计呢，寄了给我。
At the end of October 2013, we were more than $5,000 in deficit for the year.
在10月份的时候，13年10月份的时候呢，教会是5000块短缺。
But only 2 months later, at the end of December, we were $9,000 in surplus.
但是两个月之后，就是在13年的年底的时候呢，我们竟然是差不多9000块的这个盈余。
So let's give God a praise offering for that.
所以我们来给神一个感谢。
Now, part of that was due to the wise spending of church leaders who spent almost $18,000 less than the church budgeted.
那在以这个这样的盈余呢，一部分是因为教会的领袖他们是有很有智慧的支出，所以呢，为教会的这个比教会预计的支出呢少了差不多18000块。
But much of that was due to the people in our church who have given generously and cheerfully.
但是呢，极大一部分我们有这么多盈余呢，是因为教会里面的基督徒他们甘心乐意慷慨的奉献。
I have often been amazed that this little church, which is composed mostly of college students, can afford to pay the salaries of two full-time pastors.
那其实常常呢，我也觉得很惊奇，因为呢，像我们这样子小小的教会，绝大部分呢都是在就读的学生，还有办法可以支持两个全职的传道人。
It's something that we can truly praise God.
那这是我们真正要赞美神的。
As a pastor of the church, I have no idea which individuals give within our church and how much they give.
身为教会的牧师，我不知道哪一个基督徒有奉献，我也不知道谁奉献了多少。
But I asked Xiaoshan to give me an overview of the giving of our church.
但是呢，我请小山就给我一个差不多一个大概的统计。
She gave me some interesting statistics, but I'd like to share just three of those statistics that she reported to me.
那这个统计当中呢，我愿意跟大家分享三个部分。
First, there are 9 couples within our church whose offering composed more than half of the income coming from our church members.
那第一，我们知道教会有九对夫妻，他们的奉献呢是超过教会的总奉献的一半。
Now praise God for those generous people who give secretly without any fanfare, so that we all can enjoy what this church offers us.
那我们为这些人呢就感谢神，因为他们能够不张扬的就这样子奉献，所以教会也能够好好的使用这些金钱。
Secondly, she reported that several students practice tithing.
那接下来呢，我们知道有许多的学生他们也做这个奉献的操练。
They're like the poor widow that Jesus wrote a story about.
那这就好像在福音书里面的穷寡妇一样。
Though they are unable to give very much money, their sacrificial giving is an example for all of us.
虽然这些学生的收入并不是很多，但是他们愿意牺牲的奉献可以成为我们的典范。
And thirdly, Xiaoshan reported to me that alumni who have moved away from Ithaca contribute about 18% of our church's income last year.
那第三个统计的结果呢，就发现说，已经离开我们的校友呢，去年，他们的奉献差不多是教会全部奉献的18%。
Now, for those of you who are attending Cornell or Ithaca College now, you probably can't give very much to our church.
所以现在，许多学生，不管你是在 Cornell 或者在 Ithaca College, 你可能没有办法奉献许多。
But if you are grateful for what you have experienced while you have been at our church, you may someday want to join these alumni and give to First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church after you graduate.
但是如果你心里面对在这个教会当中你自己所得到的有存有感恩的话，当你在离开这个教会之后，你愿意，我们愿意你加入这些会校友的行列，也为 Ithaca Chinese Church 能够做出一些奉献。
Now, certainly, you should first give to the local church that God leads you to.
那当然，你第一个是要为你自己在当地所参加的教会做出奉献。
But if God leads you to give after that, there will be future students who will be able to experience similar blessings that you are experiencing right now.
但是如果神感动你的话呢，你对我们教会奉献所做出来的这个影响呢，就你会影响未来这个地方做学生的人，就好像你现在在所享受的其他人对这个教会奉献的结果一样。
Take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7.
我们来看看跟着后书8:7怎么说。
But just as you excel in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge and complete earnestness and in your love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving.
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这恩这个词汇的事上也格外显出满足来。
We are a gifted group of people who excel in many different things.
所以教会里面的这个成员呢，都是神特别给我们许多恩赐的人。
And particularly, many of you have excelled in academics.
特别是呢，我们在座绝大部分呢，在学术上面都有卓越的成就。
But do you excel in the area of financial giving?
但是你在金钱上的奉献是不是有卓越的表现呢？
There are many people already in this church who are excelling in this area, but are you one of them?
那我们知道教会当中有人就是在金钱奉献上面有卓越的表现，但是你是不是其中一个呢？
Imagine that it's the year 4100.
我们试着想象一下，如果现在是在4100年。
You've been living in heaven for about 2,000 years now.
那你现在也住在天国呢，已经差不多2000年了。
And you're looking back to the year 2013.
那你现在回想2013年的时候。
What kind of grade would you give yourself in the area of financial giving?
那你给自己打个成绩单，在你金钱侍奉上面，你会得到什么成绩呢？
Would you give yourself an A for excellence in the area of financial giving?
所以你在你自己金钱侍奉奉献上面会给一个 A 吗？
Will you regret that? Oh man, why did I waste all that money in just those materialistic status symbols that already burned thousands of years ago?
还是你会后悔说，哎，我怎么把钱都花在这些这个物质上面的东西？那个早就几千年前都已经烧毁了。
Now, in the year 4100, you will not be able to go back in a time machine and change how much you gave in the year 2013.
所以在4100年的时候呢，你没有办法再做什么时光机回到2013年，然后呢再改变你奉献的这个数目。
But today, on January 5, 2014, you can decide how much that you are going to give.In the year 2014.
但是今天在2014年1月5号的时候，你可以决定你在今年在金钱的奉献上面要做多少。
So make it a New Year's resolution that in the year 2014, you will give generously and cheerfully to the Lord's work.
所以呢，在你就把这个成为你新年的愿望，让你在2014年的时候呢，你可以乐意、甘心、慷慨的在神国的事上做奉献。
Because giving to the Lord's work is not merely a duty.
因为在神的事工上，我们用金钱来支持呢，并不是只是我们的责任。
It is an awesome opportunity to invest in eternity.
因为这个呢，其实是一个很好的机会，让我们在永恒上面做投资。
For as my mother used to tell me when I was a boy.
所以呢，当我还很小的时候呢，我妈妈常常这样跟我说。
Only one life will soon be passed.
啊，你的一个生命呢，很快就要过去了。
Only what's done for Christ will last.
但是为神做的事情呢，却可以永恒存在。
Now, if you are not a Christian today, you may be listening to this sermon and thinking to yourself, "Man, this is the reason why I don't like going to church."
如果你在座当中啊，你不是基督徒的话呢，你可能就会说，哎，我就知道这个就是为什么不喜欢来教会的原因。
Preachers only want to get their money out of you.
因为这些牧师一天到晚就是要你的钱。
So let me assure you of a few things.
所以呢，我现在可以啊，跟你确保一下。
First at the Chinese Christian Church, I rarely preach about giving to the church.
其实，在我们这个教会呢，我很少对于奉献上面做做讲道。
So don't worry, you won't be pressured most times to talk.
所以呢，你如果常常来的话呢，不用担心，你不会一直被我逼着说你要奉献。
Secondly, if you're not a Christian, we would actually prefer that you do not put money in the offering bag.
其次呢，其实如果你不是一个基督徒的话，我们可能比较希望呢，你不要做奉献。
Because we don't want you to become confused to think that you could buy your way into heaven or buy your friendship with God.
因为我们希望你不要觉得说你可以因为金钱，你可以买在天国买一个位置，或者说你可以因为金钱来买跟神之间的关系。
Instead, we would prefer that you receive something.
所以呢，其实我们宁愿呢，你能够在这边是收获，得到一些东西。
We would like for you to receive the gift of eternal life by putting your faith in Jesus, that He died on the cross for your sins, and that He rose again to give you eternal life.
所以我们宁愿你呢，今天能够得到的是神的福音，所以你可以知道说。你可以把你的信心放在神为你的罪而死，在十字架为我们而死，又带领我们从死里复活的这个经验。
Thirdly, it's important to count the cost before you become a Christian.
第三呢，就是你在成为基督徒之前，你最好想一想你以后要付出什么。
So it's important to know about the expectations that Christians will give generously to the poor, give generously to missionaries.And give generously to their local church.
所以呢，其实是很重要的。当你在成为基督徒之前，你知道说你成为基督徒之后，你是有这样子的责任，必须要周济穷人，必须要支持宣教士，而且你必须要慷慨的支持当地的基督教事工。
Knowing this can help you decide whether you truly want to become a Christian.
所以你知道了这些之后呢，就可以帮助你决定你是不是真的想要成为基督徒。
Because even though it costs nothing to become a Christian, it costs much for you to mature as a Christian.
因为我们知道说你成为基督徒是不需要花钱的，但是呢，当你要成为一个成熟的基督徒的时候呢，是必须要做金钱上的侍奉。
As the old Christian hymn goes, Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe.
所以呢，就好像这个诗歌里面讲的，基督为我们舍身，所以呢，我们就必须奉献一切给基督。
In other words, since Jesus gave us all, we should give Him our all.
就是因为基督他把一切所有都给我们了，所以我们也把我们一切所有的都要给神。
And that includes our money.
那这也包括我们的金钱。
We should tell God, "Here's all my money."You can do whatever you want to do with it.
所以我们应该也就这样子说，这个就是我所有的金钱，你爱怎么用就怎么用。
And so today, those of us who are Christians will partake of the communion.
今天在座，如果你是基督徒的话，我们会一起领圣餐。
As we partake of the bread, and remember that it symbolizes the body of Jesus, and remember.Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe.
所以今天我们领圣餐的时候呢，我们就要记得这个饼代表的是神的身体。那我们明白，我们就要明白神他为我们舍身，所以我们一切也是都要给神。
And when we partake of the cup and remember that it symbolizes the blood that Jesus shed for our sins. Remember, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe.
那我们领这个杯的时候，我们要明白，这个代表的是神 为我们所流出来的血遮盖我们的罪，所以我们知道神为我们舍一切，我们的一切也都归给神。